My name is Jeff Francis. I play for the Colorado Rockies. You're listening to 101.9 CITR.
Another young brother hit. I better go over my man's crib and get the pump. Cause to the cops, shooting brothers is like playing baseball, and they're never in a slump. I guess when they shoot up a crew, it's a grand slam, and when it's one, it's a home run. But I'ma be ready with a wild pitch. My finger got a bad twitch, plus I wanna switch sides and step up to the batter's box. Fuck red and white, I got on black socks. But let them shoot a person from the White Sox. What's the call? Foul ball. Babe Ruth would've made a good cop, but he didn't. Instead, he was a bigot. Dig it. My life is valuable and I protect it like a gem. Instead of cops shooting me, I'm going out shooting them. And let them cough up blood like phlegm. It's grim, but dead is my antonym. And legally, they can't take a fall. Yo, check it out, it's just a friendly game of baseball. Bad injury, but don't get happy, you're in jail for a century. Just as bad as being shot in the groin. To see who'll shoot ya, they'll flip a coin and watch it run for the stretch. But you don't know the man is at home waiting to make the catch. So the outfield, the guns you down, you're out, off to the dugout underground. I know a cop that's savage, his pockets stay green like cabbage, cause he has a good batting average. No questions, just pulls out the flamer, and his excuses get lamer. Once a brother tried to take a lead, but they shot him in his face saying he was trying to steal a base. And people watched the news for coverage on the game and got the nerve to complain. They need to get themselves a front row seat or save the baseline for a beat. Cause hell of a vision just ain't designed for precision, y'all. It's just a friendly game of baseball. A kid caught on, but I don't know where the brother went. The umpires or the government,
I guess they kicked him out the game and replaced him with a pinch hitter. And the scammy was a quitter. So the cops usually torment, I mean tournament. Win him, I was saying. You can't let the umpires hear you speak in battle like the other kids you won't be playing. Cause they'll beat you till your ass drop. A walking gun with a shell in his hand is their mascot. When you run around, let it be noticed, step lightly. The bases are loaded, my man got out from 3 strikes. In the skull, but the knife he was carrying was dull. Instead of innings, we have endings. What a fine way to win things, and hot dog vendors have fun selling you the cat, rat, and dog on a bun. And when you ask what is all of this called, it's just a friendly game of baseball. You lowlifes, you take that, and that, and that. I'm here to protect and serve, and that's exactly what I'm gonna do.
Just to bring you home. All right. Tough talk from the Isotopes. Punk rock baseball club here from Vancouver. They think they're pretty special. They're going to be playing a baseball game tomorrow, and I will be playing for the East Van Black Sox, their opponents, and we are going to crush them. But at least it'll be for a good cause. It's a charity game for the Vancouver Food Bank. What could be nicer? Good cause, and it's going to be a great game of real baseball, Strathcona Park, starting at 6 o'clock. The Isotopes versus the Black Sox. It's going to be great. We heard before that song by the Isotopes, which is Just to Bring You Home by the Isotopes featuring Marissa Pines. Before that, we heard my walk-up song, The Main Source from Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Their song, Just a Friendly Game of Baseball. F, red and white socks, I wear black socks. That's what will be happening tomorrow. And before that, at the top, we heard from the soundtrack to the Warriors film, the song Baseball Furies Chase. One of the most terrifying baseball-related figures, the Baseball Furies gang from the Warriors movie. That was their theme song. There's a great chase, I think it's in Central Park, featuring the Baseball Furies. Good stuff. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's show, a preview of Victory Square Block Party. Also, Eleanor, who works, is a summer student here at the station, is going to come by to chat a bit. And some other new weird stuff. Let's get to it. So Coco, local band, they have a new split cassette out with the band sharing. But they have another single that we're going to hear first. It's called Pezmeth. Let's give that a listen. And then we're going to hear sharing their split tape partners. Here we go. Dunkin' Donuts with you until 1 p.m. This is Coco. Coco. Coco.
Knocking at the door. Caretaker's come to take. Music Waste and CITR present the 9th annual
Victory Square Block Party.
An afternoon of fundraising, comedy, nature, and of course music, all in a historic setting with you and your friends.
Well, I can't stand it.
What's that? You and your friends isn't grammatically correct. Well, that's not really important right now, because we're talking about the Victory Square Block Party, which features Slam Dunk, The Courtneys, Slow Learners, Christy Lane Sinclair, Young Brazed, Cascadia, and the V. Vecker Ensemble. It all happens for free on September 1st from 2 to 9 p.m. Be there or be Victory Square.
I'm feeling like Lando Calrissian, city in the clouds, all white and obsidian. Shoe color very like city in Earth's as veins. Your shirt so stained, skirt so drained when she see me on stage.
The 32nd Annual Vancouver International Film Festival, one of the largest festivals in North America, runs from September 26th to October 11th. Over 140,000 film fans enjoy a dynamic roster of 340 films from 70 countries. Considered one of the most accessible and friendly festivals, the 16-day annual celebration of film features renowned Canadian, Asian, international, and award-winning films, as well as documentaries from around the globe. For full details, go to viff.org.
All right, that was Jay Holy from Toronto, from his EP Dyatlov Pass. That was the song Dyatlov Pass. The Dyatlov Pass incident generally refers to the mysterious deaths of 9 ski hikers in the Ural Mountains on the night of February 2nd, 1959. The incident happened on the east shoulder of the mountain Kolatsilak. Soviet investigators simply determined that a compelling natural force had caused the deaths. Access to the area was banned for skiers and other adventurers for 3 years after the incident. Investigators at the time determined that the hikers tore open their tent from within, departing barefoot into heavy snow. Although the corpses showed no signs of struggles, two victims had fractured skulls, 2 had broken ribs, and 1 was missing her tongue. A wonderful topic for a song. I really like this guy, Jay Holy. In the absence of any new John Mouse recordings, he's got that kind of sound. I'm not going to, you know, that's fine. He doesn't have to pre-sue John Mouse's family or anything like that. There's more than enough weird pop vibes for everyone. Jay Holy can have his fill. John Mouse can come back. Show them how it's done. It's all good. Before that, we heard the band Sharing with their, title song. It's called Sharing. That's from their split with Coco. And before that, a new Coco single, Pezmeth. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM, half past the hour. This band Taiwan, they're from Edmonton. They have a new split, 7-inch. Out on Pleasance Records with Hobo Cubes, and they really channel their inner David Lynch, their inner Twin Peaks Angelo Badalamenti here on the song Red Room. It's pretty fun. So, you know, if you're getting ready to go out to have a drink at the Black Lodge, maybe throw on this song Red Room, get yourself in the mood. It's sort of like it's like squashing together 2 songs from Twin Peaks, the one in the Black Lodge, the kind of like swinging one, and then the moody opening credits. At least that's my take on it. Here is Edmonton's Taiwan with the song Red Room. Thank you. That was Montreal's Silly Kissers, RIP, no longer existing, sort of now, I can't remember them, why did I even bring that up? They have a different name right now, but I can't remember it. Sort of, some of them do. Anyways, Sean Nicholas Savage has gone on to his own things, and then the other, Tops, the other members have joined, or formed the band Tops. That was the song Halloween Summer, yes. From the EP Halloween Summer. Before that, we heard Taiwan with the song Red Room. I played that because it's a great song, a summer song. It was also filmed, the video for that song was filmed at Stanley Park's famed Third Beach, a excellent spot for summer times. And there was another video that was shot there most recently, the video for my song of the summer, 90210 by the Courtneys. It was up for contention in the CBC Music Contest Song of the Summer, and some other BS song won. I don't know. I'm not even going to listen to it. It's a total robbery. The Courtneys were robbed. It's the song of the summer. I don't care. So we're going to hear a song from, we're going to hear 90210 from the Courtneys. They are headlining the Victory Square Block Party, which is happening this Sunday, September 1st. It's a great lineup this year. It's always pretty good, but this year it is exemplary. So we've got the Courtneys, Slam Dunk, Jay Arner, Slow Learners, Christy Lane Sinclair, Young Braised, Cascadia, and Dead Ghosts. Wow. I'm going to be introducing Slam Dunk at 7:30. Come say hi if you're there. It's always a good time, and the weather's supposed to be nice, too. So, you know, bring a blanket, bring some park beers or not. You know, I didn't say that. Hang out and just soak up the good vibes and listen to some good music. What a great day. And this is the first time that CITR is co-presenting. So Megaphone Magazine has been the co-presenter the last few years. They've stepped back. CITR has stepped up. And so we've joined Music Waste to put on this festival or this day of music. And a whole bunch of folks around the station have gone and have been working overtime to pull this together, particularly Sarah and Hugo. So great job. Thumbs up to them. And can't wait to see you guys there on Sunday. So yeah, let's listen to some Courtney's and then a bunch of other bands that are going to be playing. This will start us off. Here we go. Courtney's. Come on, play. Yeah.
Need help moving into your new place? At Practicar Rent-A-Rec, we offer budget-minded individuals the opportunity to think economy with reliability, thrifty pricing, and value for your dollar. All you need is to be 19 or older and have a valid driver's license. For a cheap set of wheels, go to azureautogallery.ca or call 604-232-9873. That's 604-232-9873.
James Wood, half of Mega Bear. You're listening to CITR. Earfook!
Oh, look at there! Here she comes.
Tune in every Wednesday from 1 to 2 on The Shakespeare Show. With your host, Dan Shakespeare, playing rare gems from the 20s to the 70s.
She's your fine looking man. She's something else.
Best rapper to ever do it all in the nude, bitch. True chips, by the pool shit, I really do this. Best rapper to do it all in the nude, bitch. True chips, by the pool shit, I really do this. News clip, say I'm finna blow like a kazoo tip. Banjo kablew it, two sips of the blue shit, never lose it. Loose lips, sink a cruise ship. Few kids actually knew this. know this. I'm not a nudist, but you're foolish if your feud is with me like a family dog. Check out my family, channeling the damned in me. Adam's family, Sour Patch Kids, Harmony Corinne. Do this shit in perfect harmony when I'm above the rim. Slam dunk alley-oop, hanging in the alley, dude. Opening the ziplock, that's the shit that I'll gladly do. If I have a few nuggets that I can pass to you. Like a happy meal, I get rappy real quickly when I'm snacking. Steal my idea swiftly, stroll mile on my mobile during a show while hoes wild out like I do with my home style. On an island, God can see me smiling, but only God can judge me in my khakis in Hawaiian. Hot box, hot pockets, Tupac was awesome. Life stops, wife swap, meet me on Slauson. Meet me when I'm bossing. Matter of fact, meet me when I'm flossing. Slim thug, quick tug, skinny mint, drawstring. Peppermint patty, mayonnaise, I'm on my dog shit. I mean my dog shit, funny shit on my thug shit. $100 bills like Borden, I'm on my Rob shit.
Shout out to Robert Borden. $100 bills.
$100
bills. $100 bills. $100 bills. $100 bills.
$100 bills.
$100 bills, $100 bills, $100 bills, $100 bills. $100 bills, $100 bills, $100 bills, $100 bills.
Check it. $200 bills, I'm too chill, I'm too real. Does that mean I'm trill? No, that's true and real. I'm really chill, so my homies say I'm truly chill.
We're listening to Young Brazed. From his EP, Big Trouble in Little China, this is song $100 Bill. Extended version, so you know, I'm just gonna chat over the last half of it. He is one of the many performers performing at Victory Square Block Party this weekend. Things kick off around 2 p.m. and goes all the way till 9. So, you know, put on the sunscreen, bring a bottle of water, prepare for a full day. I can't do this. Sorry, Young Brace. Before that, we heard Jay Arner from the Pop Alliance 3 compilation. That was the song Bad Friend 2, an exclusive track to the Pop Alliance compilation. You can't find it anywhere else. Very exciting. And at the top there, we heard the Courtneys. So let's keep playing some Victory Square bands right up until the end, I think. We're going to hear some Slow Learners. They released this 7-inch a couple months ago. It's called Party Police, and it's a pretty fun song. After that, some Dead Ghosts, and then we'll close things out with some Slam Dunk. So let's kick it off with Party Police. Here we go. Boosh.
We'll be right back.
fun. It's only fun. What a great track. That's from the very first Slam Dunk album from a few years back now. It's Only Fun from the Shivers. Oh man, they're a great band. And you can see them live in person this Sunday, September 1st, the Victory Square Block Party. Free of charge, no cost, you know? Just come hang out. It's going to be so great. So great. Before that, we heard Dead Ghost with their little American Woman-flavored Can't Get No song from the album Can't Get No, out now on Burger Records. And before that, Slow Learners with their single Party Police. Yeah, that's going to do it for this episode of Dunkin' Donuts. I hope you had as much fun as I did. Check out the podcast at citr.ca, and the playlist will be up soon at dunkinsdonuts.wordpress.com. I have managed to purchase the domain for dunkinsdonuts.com, but I haven't done anything with it yet. But that's some exciting news in the world of Dunkin' Donuts, huh? Stay tuned. Chips and Dip are up next with the one and only Hannah. She's going to play similar music to mine, but she'll have much better selection and she'll present it just so much more coolly. So definitely stay tuned for that. And then lots of other great stuff. Robin with Ink Studs. A great afternoon of programming here on CITR. Keep it locked in. Going to close out with Bank Robber, which is kind of a side project of Jordan, who's the main guy from, well, one of the main guys from Slam Dunk. So he has had an album recorded for a while now. It's called Life's Nutso. And I guess they just haven't managed, they just decided to put it out. They put it online. It's up on their Bandcamp, so you can give it a listen. We're going to hear the song Boyman. Boyman? Boyman. Here we go. Here is Bank Robber to close us out. Have a great long weekend, everybody. And the next 2 weeks, the Live at Lunch thing is happening. So I probably won't have a show. But on the other end of that, you know, mid-September, I'll be back. And and listen into the live broadcasts of the Live at Lunch bands, because there's some great ones. Jay Arner, Lie, Praying for Greater Portland, and Dead Ghosts. All good stuff. Okay, here we go. Here is Bank Robber. Bye.
Even with that sun, arrest the body. You're listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM.